All right, so welcome to the Mindsaw SEO Show. Today I have Matt Barletta from GMV Crush.
Nice to meet you, and thank you for inviting.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure having you. You know, I ran into your program just looking in the Chrome extension store, and I think it is fabulous. So when you reached out to me, I was like, yeah, I have to have you on the show. I have to know more about this. I know I just skimmed the surface in regards to how to use the Chrome extension GMB Crush for ranking in the Google 3-pack. So why don't we talk about that? Let's talk about what's the kick-ass feature? What's your kick-ass feature, Matt? Why should I download GMB Crush other than Pleper or another type of Chrome extension?
Well, actually, GMB Crush is the only free Chrome extension that allows you to reverse engineering the amount of posts that your competitors are being published along the way, so we can reverse engineer the total post count of your competitors' GMB posting, and we can also define how often they are posting. So it's also important to understand especially for certain competitive niches, how often the competitors are posting and what's the total post count.
I love that. So if I am doing a lawyer website and they're posting, 30 times a month, which is once a day, I know that I should probably do, 30, 35, somewhere around there at least,
Right.
And I wouldn't know how many times they were posting if I didn't have that tool.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the goal. We used to do everything manually. So we used to audit all the listings manually. Right. And that's why we came out with this idea of making this tool out.
So my next question to you, Matt, is if it's a free tool, how do we make money?
Basically, this is just a free giveaway. And the official web app is coming up, is coming out very soon. We are working in a technology partnership with Data for SEO. Right. And we have been working on this tool since the August 2019. So it's almost 2 years that we are working on it.
Wow.
It was very difficult to find developers with enough skills to taking care of the Google My Business API and also developing our own custom algorithm.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So I don't know if you've used this program before, this live program that we're on StreamYard.
Right.
But do you know how to share your, you see on the bottom where it says share screens?
Yeah.
That's the invite. So why don't you share your screen and let's do a Google 3-pack and let's see how would a user use GMB Crush?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Once again, guys, we have Matt from GMB Crush on the show here. And GMB Crush is a free Chrome extension. And it's super easy to use. All you do is go to your tools, extensions, and just download the GMB Crush. Or you could go to gmbcrush.com and download it from there, correct?
Yeah, correct. Also, you can also search directly here in the Chrome store for GMB Crush.
There we go.
And you can just get it. We have over 2,000 users at the moment. We made the release in the end of January, so we are very happy about the results so far. So back to the tool, once you have been installing and pin the tool on the Chrome extension bar, you can just scroll down. This is the landing page, the intro page, and then you can just click to open Google Maps search.
Okay.
So for instance, if you are auditing, for example, like Pest Control New York, we're talking about some of the most competitive niches. And then you click, for example, on the listing that ranks number one.
Right.
You basically have two options. So you can view the additional categories of these listings, or you can simply click to search now. And without touching anything else, you can just let the Chrome extension running. And at this stage, you can wait just a little bit, and you can see that for this listing, there are no additional categories. But this listing is really active on post. So once the Chrome extension moves to the Google search page,
right,
you have just to wait a little bit, and it will start to fetching and collecting data about the GMB post.
Right.
So as I say before, this is was the process that we used to do all by hand.
Right. Just count them up one at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it can take a lot of time.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of time, and sometimes you are just skipping posts because maybe you forgot the count, you got some call, and you know, sometimes it's easy to lose the count. So we really feel that this is the most important feature for GMB Crush. It's very important to understand how many posts in total each right. listing has, and how often they have been posting.
Right.
And it's also important to understand what they are posting about
right.
and how they are structuring the post.
Right.
So, okay, we just released a new update, and the new update, it's all about the review attributes. We want to understand how Google is pulling out review attributes, and we also want to catch like content ideas, not only for the GMB post, but also for new blog posts, for example. So this listing has a total post count of 99, and in the last 90 days, they have been posting 41 times. Okay.
Ah.
So what you can do here, you can also copy.
Right.
If you want to do a quick check by yourself to the dates, so that you can get a clear idea on. Yeah, so you can get a clear idea on when they have been posting. Or if you want to launch a new search, what you can do, you can simply click to the download CSV file button. Yeah, and you can just get it. You know, so what you can do, you can just repeat this exercise for multiple keywords. And you can keep storing data about the competitors. And once you repeat the exercise for 3, 4, 5, 6 times, you will get a better understanding of what's going on your niche.
Correct. You'll see a pattern. Very interesting. Very interesting. In regards to posting, Matt, do you think you could post too much? There was a time where I was posting maybe, 8, 9 times a week for each client. Like I was doubling up on the post thinking that I would do most. I personally didn't see the needle move that much. What do you think about that?
We just want to be sure that we are posting enough, and we just want to be sure that to follow what Google is rewarding at the moment. So we are always auditing, as we do for the website. For any sites that we want to compete with, we apply the same rules to GMB. We just want to simply see what's happened for the top three spots, and we want to get a better idea on what's working for them. And I'm pretty sure if they are posting like 2, 3, or 3 times per day, you should do the same or even more.
Right. I guess it depends on the category as well.
Exactly.
I'm noticing this. Yeah, sometimes some categories you don't have to go crazy, but others, you know, I guess more competitive or population where there's, you know, there's more people, it's a denser area. You need to post more.
Exactly. Absolutely. It really depends niche by niche. For example, for attorney, lawyers, you know, all the high competitive niches. What I noticed that most of those listings are posting almost every day, if not few times per day, for instance.
Yeah. Hey, once again, guys, for anybody watching this, just go to gmbcrush.com and you could just download the Chrome extension. And this way you could have this Chrome extension in your, on your toolbar up on top, and it will help you when you're searching on the for the Google 3-pack. So, for example, you don't have to do anything special, right, Matt? So if you type in lawyers or you type in pest control, it will just show up on your Google 3-pack. There's no buttons you need to click or anything. Once it's installed, it does its job, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you just click to the search now buttons once you have identified to which listing you want to run the audit for, and then you can just let the app running.
Let's do that one more time. So let's type in.
Yeah, for sure.
This is easy for you and I, but sometimes, you know. So if you type in DUI lawyer, right? DUI lawyer. New York. Let's say DUI lawyer, New York. New York. Okay. And that's basically all you have to do. Now, you don't have to go to your website to search in Maps. You could just go to Google.
Right.
And you could do the search as well. Right. And then you click the person that
The first two results are paid ads.
Right.
So that's another story that we can also get the full 20 organic results plus the two paid results by clicking to the get results button. And those are the three spots.
Yeah.
One, two, and three. So let's click on the number one. Let's see, view categories. If you just want to audit which additional categories the listing is using, you can just click to view categories.
Right.
Okay.
Now, Matt, so those are the additional. And I'll tell you why I love that. I love this feature is months ago, I had to right click. I had to go through the code, press Control F and type in and look through the code to see what categories my competitors were. Now it's right here, right in front of you. So for no other reason, this is a great, because you can't build out a campaign without knowing what GMB categories to add in your GMB. And then remember, you need to create pages for each category. So every time you pick a category, you need to create a page on your website for that. This is why I love this tool. I'm using it all the time now, Matt.
Thank you so much, Brad.
That's the truth. Matt, I'm the type of guy, if it sucked, if you sent me an email, said, hey, let's do something, I'd be like, this tool sucks. This is great. This is great. Once again, I don't get a commission from this. I don't do affiliates or anything like that. I'm bringing you on the show because I love your product. I love your product.
Thank you, Brad. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's the truth. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, so guys, if you're watching this, you need this tool. If you want to rank in the Google 3-pack, download GMB Crush. You'll be able to view your competitors' categories and how many times they're posting. That's really valuable. That's very, very valuable. Do you plan on doing any update? Meaning that, I noticed that on some other extensions, it'll give you the SID or the place ID and stuff like that. Do you plan on adding any of that in?
Yeah, for sure. So we don't like to emulate or copy what the other tools are doing. So we are planning to launch new features, which are also including kind of a free ranking tracker that will be associated and attached to the Chrome extension as it is now. So basically, every time you will run a search through the Google Maps, you will be able to store those data inside the Chrome extension, and you will also able to see time by time how the ranking position are shifting for your chosen keywords. You will be able also to filter by some drop-down menu the list of keywords that you want to recheck, for which specific area those keywords are improving,
right,
or are decreasing in terms of ranking and so on. We will also include more more items that we want to grab, such as like site links, online appointments, number of FAQ published services attached to the listing, and so on. So for example, in this case, this listing has been posting few times in the last 90 days, so it's not really active. Right. And the total post count is 48. It's also important for us to check the description. So we also want to understand how the description is made, is pushing some specific combination of keywords, if there is any strong call to action on the description, because even the click through rate, it's very important. It's a behavior signals, it will define how you rank.
That's right. That's correct. That's excellent. If I could give one suggestion. So the first time I downloaded this, I didn't know what PC and I think that says PC Go.
Everybody ask about it. Yeah.
You should have a little question mark next to it so I can mouse over and see what that means.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Like, so PC stand for post count.
Right.
Total post count, PC 90, it's a post count over the last 90 days.
Right.
MPD, it's post dates.
Right, right. Okay, well, I'm going to forget that in 15 minutes. But yeah, you should put like a little question mark there so I could, when I do it, I remember. But that's great. That's great to know. So in the past 90 days, they've only posted two times and they're in first place. So if I was in fourth, fifth, you know, if I'm just right outside there, I'll start bringing up my posts for sure.
Yeah. So this is one of, this is the main feature of GMB Crush. So right. If you clean your data and you want to also run a very quick audit over the last 20 organic results,
right.
We can do like again. And if you want to get the quick insights about what's going on the Google Map page one, you just click to get results. And boom.
Love it. Love it.
It's done. So
love it.
What we do by these features, we are leveraging this feature to find new clients. So, and we also want to understand which listings are paid for us, which are also eligible potential clients for us. So number one listing has an average reviews, 19 reviews. The second spot has 151 reviews. The third spot has 99 reviews.
Right.
So if we scroll down and we notice that, for example, this listing has a lot of reviews, an IE rating,
right.
It can be a potential client for us.
I see.
Yes, yes. We are.
Go ahead.
You see, for example, even this one, it's potentially using the wrong main category. So we can reach out to right. the client and say, hey, you have a lot of reviews, your rating is pretty high. You are not using the right main category and your website is missing those service pages, this and that.
Right.
So we can offer this kind of services for this X amount and we can potentially bring you to the three-pack on top of it.
So I'm going to ask you two questions. I have a question from a viewer, Jack Matt, who asks, how much content is required for a Google post? What's your opinion on that?
At least one post per day.
No, how much content? How many? I think he's asking what you know, how many okay. words?
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of words, I will go for 100 to 150 to 200 words. And right. you should structure in the content like a standard blog post. So what right. I mean by that, you can select the H1 of your GMB post. Then you can also add in the second line as H2, you can add the geo modifier plus service. And then you right. can write your post. And then along right. with the post, what we usually do, we are also including links to other Google properties or to the business site or to the other post. And instead of just having one link from the CTA, from the CTA button, we are also including extra links along with the post. So we are also interlinking to other posts. We are also interlinking to product and services using the QR code link and stuff like that. So the main goal is to use and leverage your GMB post to interlink the GMB post itself to your other properties. Sorry. That's very important, actually.
One of the other things that I think is super important is to add your logo, your keyword, and your name, address, and phone number to the actual picture. So a lot of the pictures that you saw that we just looked on the GMB post were just pictures. They weren't branded.
Yeah, for sure. So what we usually do, we modify the file, the property of the file.
Right.
We are always including the main title. We are also including description and tags into the file itself before to use it for any GMB post.
Right.
So that's also very important. And by these features, what I want to also, and what we want to understand, what you can also understand, if you are hiding your address, it's causing you to be on the top three or not. So we also want to understand if Google is ranking listings with the hidden address.
Right.
So that's also the case.
Hmm.
Number one and number two, they have no visible address. And in some other cases, we want to understand how Google is clustering the certain results along to certain zip codes. So we also want to understand if the results are localized in a central specific spot of the city. So sometimes we are also suggesting the clients who are opening an additional spot if that's the case in that specific location.
In regards to calling clients and saying, hey, you're in the wrong category for your GMB and we could get you ranked in the Google 3-pack if we make some adjustments. Do you have any luck with that? Do clients even know what you're talking about?
Well, actually, you know, most of the clients are just concerned of not getting enough leads, and they are always concerned, and they always came to us asking why that specific competitor is ranking there and they are not. So that's usually the main point. So we are always leveraging the competitor's name to point what they are doing and what the client or the potential client is not doing.
Right.
So that's the main point of the discussion, actually, you know?
Right. I just always found it hard. I don't do it anymore, is to reach out to clients who have no idea that I'm calling or my staff is calling and talk about the Google 3-pack. They don't know. It's been my experience. They don't know what it is. You know, so,
you know, sometimes it also happens if you are running an agency that you are in the position of upselling clients. So they might just came to you. Hey, Brad, can you offer us like web design services? Yes, we can. You know, guys, we have been checking how well you are doing on the local 3-pack. What's your presence locally? And we noticed this and that. So we might be able to help you out. We can do this and this and that for you, and it will cost X, you know?
Right. So we have a question by, I hope I'm saying it right, Yasin Jabbar, who asks, why in the profile ranking Google 3-pack, they don't have a good title, no description, no image, nothing, but they're still ranking. I want people to know that, you know, Google posts are just one slice of the pizza pie. It's not, you know, it's not the whole thing. You could have perfect Google posts and not rank. If your website's messed up, you don't have citations, you don't have proper backlinks, you don't have reviews. You know, there is a lot that goes into the stew or the soup to make it work. So this is just one feature, but you want to make sure you get Google posts right. And GMB Crush is a great tool for that. What's up, Holly? You know Holly Starks, Matt?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Holly Starks, she's fabulous. You guys should hook up, man. She's a fabulous SEO. Fabulous.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, you guys should definitely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. So Cito Castro says, this is my new magnifying glass. And that's what it is. You can't say that any better, right? A magnifying glass where you could really just fine tune in and see what's going on. I love your tool, Matt.
I think you
have a fabulous idea. I love everything that you brought to the table. And maybe when you add some more features, we could have you back on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, guys. Yeah. So you can also download the CSV file, guys. You can rinse and repeat the same exercise, and you can just store data in any Excel file.
Love it.
Yeah.
Matt, I just want to thank you very much for coming on today. I want to thank the people who came in and asked some questions. And when you have the new features, let's make this, you know, a monthly thing where you come in and you say, hey, I got these new features, so people could keep up on it. You know,
absolutely.
I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Brad. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good day.